Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I'm trying to, I had a million of you guys send me this story on X and Facebook and elsewhere. This is from WFTV. A scuba clad dude robbed a Disney Springs restaurant and then just swam away. Lake Buena Vista. Investigators are searching for a man that robbed a Disney Springs restaurant by swimming up in scuba gear and a wetsuit and then swimming away after he stole thousands of dollars. He hit the Paddlefish restaurant after midnight on Monday after it closed to guests. And deputies say they found a man, said the man found a place to store his wetsuit and scuba gear before he walked into the manager's office where cash from the night before was being counted and deposited into a safe. He forced two employees to go to the corner of the room, said to close your eyes. The report, they said, was heavily redacted, but he tied them up, stole between $10,000 to $20,000, and he left within 2 minutes. And they called 911 after freeing themselves. No one was hurt. He didn't have a weapon that he brandished or anything. And after leaving the replica steamboat, they think he put his scuba gear back on, jumped into the pond, and swam away, literally swam away. They said he was in tight clothing and a blue beanie, and he was slim, about 5'10". That's a new one for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they can say bolo wetsuit, right. You know, I mean, also, can I just add, you're in Florida, you're swimming in a pond in Florida. Kane, oh. What lives in Florida ponds, sir?
All the alligators.
All of them. What do they like to eat?
People.
Case in point, a Florida woman punched an alligator to save her four-month-old puppy after it dragged it into a creek. I would have literally gone John Wick on this thing and also opened its jaws like that and cracked it open. Oh my gosh. Four-month-old puppy. She's taking it for a walk. This is a creek, y'all, for my kin in the Ozarks, a creek. And a five-foot alligator bit her dog's collar and then tried to drag it underwater. She punched the gator's eye. She said, I punched and punched. He kind of let go. His teeth were here, dragged down my arm. And it camouflaged itself in floating water moss, so it looked like turf. She'd never seen an alligator in the area before. So apparently, I mean, how's the dog? I don't care about your arm. How's the dog? That's what I guzzled on it, okay? Nobody said anything about the dog. She's, you know, but she's pretty hardcore. And she was able to whoop it. I think I would have honestly done the same thing. I'm not going to lie. Actually, I would have shot it in the head with my Taurus, but then, you know. Our partners, our friends at Kel-Tec, who actually understand trigger discipline. You know, it's a thing. The PR-57, now everybody's got to start thinking about protection. Guns do save lives, and they are used three times more to save lives. And this is not, you don't have to take my word for it. You can take Democrat criminal researcher Gary Kleck down at University of Florida. You can also take Obama's DOJ 2013 and 2016, respectively, two separate studies which confirm this, that they are used more in defense of life than by criminals in illegal possession to do criminal things. And so we all have to start thinking about our security. One of the best ways to do this, obviously, is get something you're going to shoot and train with it. I would suggest to you, especially if you like 5.7s or if you want something that's, you know, a little bit more, 5.7s, their new PR-57 chambered in 5.7, this is the lightest 5.7 that's on the market, 40% lighter than the competition. And it is, they achieve this through two different ways. They have the rotary barrel that makes it lighter, but also the very unique way that it's loaded. It's a top loading design, so it replaces the magazines with stripper clips. So you have a slimmer carry profile, 20+1 capacity. MSRP makes it affordable, only $399. Gun save lives. I think it's always good, especially when you can buy American, and that's what Kel-Tec is, American company based in Florida, everything in the USA. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Yesterday, I was in my office after radio, and I'm getting some things together for the newsletter and getting some things together for later this week. And I usually have the TV on. I like to have white noise. I'll either have like music or something on in the background. I have to have some kind of white noise. And I think I just had like Fox in the background. And the next thing I knew, I heard someone I know, a friend of mine, Greg Gutfeld, just lose it on camera. He had had enough. And I want to say this too, because this is very important. I know a lot of people don't like Jessica Tarlov. I've never met her in person. We follow each other on social media. I don't agree with about 99% of the stuff that she says. But I would like to point to a distinction. She is not one of the people on the left who seek to strip you of your humanity. You can be mad at her for being wrong with her beliefs, because she is. But she doesn't seek to strip people of their humanity like the rest of the left does. I'm just adding that in to give you a sharper perspective on things. And she and Greg are friends. And the reason that he later apologized was just for yelling at her. Because it's different when you know the person. It's different when you've watched the person literally rise up in life from being a 17-year-old and then getting married and having babies. And it's just very different when you feel like you have this investment of knowing someone for as long as you've known them, and then you see this happen. So that is, and it's very unique because of what the work that Kirk did. I think that's why everybody, I mean, I don't know anybody who doesn't know him in this industry. Everybody knows him. That's why it is different, because it is. Anyway, he was on Fox yesterday, and he got very upset with the whataboutism. Whataboutisming. And he was correct. And I wanted to play this for you because up until this point, I had not seen anybody else. You know, obviously, I don't sit here and watch myself, but strike the note, I think, that not just I, but a lot of other people feel. And I wanted to play this for you. It's a longer cut, but it's worth it. And I was jokingly, I forgot, cable news doesn't have the same restrictions for the FCC, because I had offered to give Greg my get-out-of-jail-free card that was bestowed on me by the commissioner of the FCC, Brendan Carr. I was like, oh my gosh, I would like to transfer the properties of this get-out-of-jail-free card to Greg Gutfeld right now. Audio soundbite 13. This is how it started, and it's long, but it is worth the listen.
We don't need it. What is interesting here is why is only this happening on the left and not the right? That's all we need
it's,
to know.
What about
there's
Schultz
absolutely no cognitive.
What about Melissa Horstman that we just talked about?
You want to talk about Melissa Horstman? Did you know her name before it happened? None of us did. None of us were spending every single day talking about Mrs. Horstman. I never heard of her until after she died.
She doesn't matter? And
don't play that bullshit with me. You know what I'm saying is there was no demonization amplification about that woman before she died. It was a specific crime against her by somebody who knew her. The same, and now you could bring up Josh Shapiro, but then you will not bring up, for example, that was a pro-Palestine person. So don't use your, what about this? The fact of the matter is the both sides argument not only doesn't fly, we don't care. We don't care about your both sides argument. That is dead. For one thing, there is no cognitive dissonance on our side. On your side, your beliefs do not match reality. So you're coming up with these rationalizations like, what about this? Or what about that? We're not doing that because we saw it happen. We saw a young, bright man assassinated, and we know who did it. We are not coming up with rationalizations. We are calm, we are honest, and we are resolute. We're not defensive, and I understand the defensiveness. I understand why people are saying, what about this and what about this? Because if you have to face the underlying fact to this, your life is going to fall apart because you're going to realize you're not the good guys. If you sat around and you defended the mutilation of children, you're not the good guys. If you sat 600, 700 cases of harassment against Republicans and you said, but what about this? What about this? And then you see this murder after calling somebody a fascist, you realize maybe I'm not the good guy. That is a hell of a realization to deal with. So therefore, you have to grasp at rationalizations. You don't have to do that, Jessica. They do. I don't believe you're part of that group, but why the hell do you have to mimic and echo that crap to us? He was a patsy. That guy was a patsy. He was under the hypnotic spell of a direct-to-consumer nihilism, the trans cult, and you know that. If you can decide that biology is false, you can agree that murder is okay and that humanity is expendable. How you cannot see that alone and see that for what the evil it is without having to attach all of these other things is beyond me.
Preach, preach. That is it. The point where with Melissa Horstman, the point that Greg is making here said none of these people on the left knew who the hell she was. It's not a statement of whether or not she mattered because of it. She wasn't getting the daily threats like everybody on the conservative side gets every single day. She didn't have to turn down events. Democrats don't have to do that. I mean, good grief. There's an event this weekend. I was asked if I'd speak at it. And I'm like, it's going to be outside. You know how many of these rooftops are going to be completely just open? Open season? No way. We got to think about that stuff. We've had to think about that stuff for a very long time. We definitely have to think about it now. That's what he's saying, is that there was no rhetoric around the Horstmans before that. And that was a Tim Walz appointee, and they found no King stuff in his car. I don't know. Josh Shapiro, that was a pro-Hamas sympathizer who targeted Josh Shapiro because he was Jewish. Maybe he was a Candace fan. I don't know. Oh, I said it. So what is this? The whataboutism mean? That doesn't fly. He's exactly right. And he followed it up with this about the media. This is a lot shorter. This is audio soundbite 14. He followed it up with this. Listen.
I just want to be clear. I want to let people speak. I in no way intended at all to minimize what happened to Charlie. I was horrified by it. I have not been on the five
since
then.
But the two sides argument, it's like pig Latin to a duck.
No, all that I was saying is could we have all of the information before you just say they did this?
We have.
Because that is a broad brush to paint with this. And this kid
does
seem...
Let's have a conversation.
No.
Charlie had a conversation. He got shot.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
You weren't here for a week. You came in here and it's cold. And I'm sorry, but this is a story that is immune to news cycles. It's immune to rationalizations. It's immune to bias. This thing is with us for good. And we all have to deal with that. So that means we can't live by the same arguments that you might be reading about relativism among the media. We can't deal with those stories. It doesn't matter. The media is dead to us on the story. They built this thing up. We're dealing with it. We're going to act. We don't care what the whataboutism is anymore. That's dead. Sorry. For the swearing as well. I apologize to the American public. I'm going to shut up for the rest of the show.
No. Long live Greg Gutfeld. God bless him. He is so right in that. And he's right. And I think that his analysis of what Tarlov was saying was accurate. And the point that he made, and I think this is the big one, why do they do it? Why did they whataboutism? Why did my pastor try to bring up the Hortmans? As though that was somehow, oh, well, look, see, it's here too. It's not. It's not even remotely the same. Because if you have to look at really why, as Greg said, your life will fall apart. And he's right. If you can fabricate this fantastical story that even though you were born with a male copulatory organ and you're a dude, that you're a woman, and if you don't affirm that fantasy for that person, then somehow it is justifiable to perpetrate violence against you. Because when you drop all of the illogical equivocations, that's what you're looking at. And a lot of people on the left are having to do a real deep personal inventory. Yes, you are the baddies here. And you have a culture of this assassination culture, this culture of dehumanization and demonization. It is a culture. But Dana, some people on the right, we don't sit here and call people Nazis unless they're actual jackbooted Nazis. You walking mental abortions. We do not use that language. Because we know what those words mean. We have dictionaries. We're not dumbasses. That's why. I had some people saying, I had some very sweet people, a couple of them very sweet. And they were like, you are very upset over this. You're damn right I am. You are right. You know why we're all upset over this? Because haven't conservatives lost enough? I mean, this, it's about Charlie and it's also about a lot more. How many friends did you lose over COVID? Do you know I have one part of my family that has nothing to do with me? Or my kids, because they're my kids. One part of my family. And, oh, they're all happy to act like they know me to the townsfolk in the Ozarks. But otherwise, they won't have anything to do with me because they're socialists and I'm not. How many of you have been disinvited from Christmases because of that? With your kids? How many of you have had people who were in your wedding party call you a murderer because you didn't get an injection? Because I've had to live with that. I have other friends who lost dear friends of theirs over politics. They didn't want to have anything to do with them. These people were always fine when we sat there silent and we were not allowed the equal access of sharing our viewpoints as freely as they do, because we were all about keeping the peace, keeping the peace, keeping the peace. We don't want to rock the boat. Keep the peace, keep the peace, keep your mouth shut. Every damn day, every damn event, every damn occasion, every damn holiday, we were the ones who kept the peace. No more. This is on you people. If you want unity, by God, then be worthy of it. So yes, when people say, you seem very mad about this. Yes, because we have already had 100 little deaths. Friends, family, opportunities. I mean, hell, my agent, who's a very sweet person, God love him, he didn't do this. But he had pressure to drop me after Parkland. People in the industry did not want to have anything to do with me because of Parkland. He got pressure to drop me. It's already been 100 little deaths for a lot of us. having something so massive like this happen the way it did was the last straw. So the what about, does it mean? No, that does not fly. The media trying to equivocate it? No, that does not fly. And the sweet people who reached out, yes, we're angry. I'm angry especially because it's different. It is different. It's changed things. And now maybe people get a little bit of insight into why that is. So apparently we have to stop falling for the whole higher thread count thing because it doesn't necessarily mean better sheets. That's fake news, apparently. It's like believing that you use like 10% of your brain. So the secret isn't thread count, it's thread quality. And this is where Boll & Branch has won a lot of folks over years, truly. They use the best organic cotton. End of. I mean, these are sheets that feel incredible, like the moment you take them out of the box. So the first night that you put them on, you can tell right away that they're softer, they're cooler, and they have a great weight. It's like kind of having a five-star hotel room in your own house. And I'll tell you something else. The sheets get better every time that you've washed them. I've washed mine countless times, and they just keep getting softer. You can't do that with cheap sheets because they totally fall apart. Boll & Branch, they get more luxurious. So you'll sleep better, and you're kind of feel like a spoiled brat, but it's okay. I'm not going to go back to the old sheets. Once you try them, you're not going to either. So if you're ready to upgrade your sleep, and you should, visit bollandbranch.com/Dana Show because there you'll get 15% off your first set plus free shipping. So that's bollandbranch.com/Dana Show for 15% off. Exclusions apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion won. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Gosh, this one just is gutting. And yeah, it fulfills, well, Robert Redford also fulfills the law of three for my grandmother. Ricky Hatton has passed away. Ricky Hatton is absolutely one of my favorite boxers. I watched him, gosh, go up against Mayweather, for a long time. And I love the songs that his fans have. 46 years old, on Sunday, he was found deceased in his home. They said that they, it was like 6:45 in the morning in Manchester. And they said it didn't seem suspicious. He had, looks like he had a health issue. But they said that, they're mourning him, obviously, our prayers are with his family. He was a fun boxer. He was a little powerhouse. And then in addition to the great Ricky Hatton, also apparently Robert Redford has passed away as well. He's been in a million different movies. The New York Times announced it today. Age 89 has passed away. And that's goodness. So this has been all of a sudden. This is, you know. The Hatton thing was, because I followed his career for quite a while. Two arrested after an incendiary device was found under a news media vehicle in Utah. This was interesting. Authorities say two men were arrested yesterday on suspicion of placing this incendiary device. It was under a CBS affiliate, KUTV. And they said that, and I hate autoplay videos from these websites. I feel like your website should be just, yeah, you know, well, still they autoplay. And I'm like, I want to bomb your website. But they had, speaking of bombs, they put this device under this news media vehicle and they did arrest these two individuals. California lawmakers are passed a bill that would make it, that would ban masks for ICE agents. You know, the ICE agents that cartels have put hits out on? You know, the ICE agents that people are doxing and encouraging people to go and harass their families? It has not, it's heading to Newsom. He's not said whether or not he would veto it or sign it. He hasn't said it, but their legislature is the first state in the union, that's it, to pass this proposal. It's been introduced in other states. There's even a bill similar to this in committee in Congress. But so far, Newsom, they don't know what his support is, but it's going to his desk. He's going to sign it. How is he not going to sign? Of course he's going to sign it. Apparently, if you have great calves, you have a healthy brain. So I have amazing calves, so my brain is super healthy. This is according to a new study that came out. It's reported by The Telegraph. Stay with us. We got a lot more on the way. This is one of the things that was sent out. I put this, I saw this morning. This is one of the things that was shared. This was a flyer for the Transtifa perpetuators that were behind the July 4th Alvarado ICE facility shooting apparently are involved in this. And one of the people that's being advertised in some of this stuff, I mean, this is just crazy. Elm Fork, by the way, you know where that's at, right? It's in Texas. I've shot at Elm Fork before. I've gone to Elm Fork. SLC Armed Queers is in Utah. And then you've got this, the flyer here as well that we were just showing you. Can we throw that back up real quick, Juan? Sorry. This flyer, let me pull this up. This is, Libs of TikTok found this. Can we just talk about this for a minute? What the hell does this mean? First off, you have the communist sickle. Then you have this moron who has no idea how to hold a gun. Finger on the trigger. Are you serious right now? Armed Queers SLC, that's the group that is working with one of the entities that shot up an ICE facility. Agitate, educate, organize. You don't see law-abiding gun owners say stuff like that, by the way. No, I've never gone out there. For all the stuff that the media has said about me, I've never gone out and said with a poster that says agitate, holding a rifle with my finger on the trigger. They're so stupid. So stupid. People that have more zeal than knowledge. And I mean, you can't make fun of it anymore because they're killing people. The hammer and sickle. What other emblems can you fit on there, by the way? What other ones can you fit on there? What kind of lecture are they going to give? So this is in Salt Lake City. This is just one of the examples. The Armed Queers SLC, the same one that's on this flyer, they're the ones hosting these workshops at Elm Fork with a branch of the John Brown Gun Club. And the Trans Antifa, that's like Trans Tifa, wow, that's a lot. They were behind that July 4th Alvarado ICE facility thing. And one of the people that's involved appears to have promoted all of this stuff on her private Instagram, and they tried scrubbing it. Google never forgets. So I got some questions. And one of the things that they're promoting is that the trans struggle. It's, the need for oneself. They're looking at it like it's like conflict. So all the people who are telling Trump and everyone else to tone down their rhetoric, why don't you look at your trans street team here? You need to be telling these people this. You won't do it because you're cowards. And you would rather see conservatives be killed, apparently, than to tell your street team to knock it off. If you want to talk about toning down rhetoric, I just gave you an example. That's the rhetoric that needs to be toned down. The trans people made it up, this Transtifa movement made it up in their head that they're under attack if people don't affirm their cosplay. That is the most mentally ill thing I've ever heard. That's mental illness. That is serious mental illness. To insist that you are under attack because someone won't affirm your cosplay. That's like me getting murdery because someone won't affirm my fantasy that I'm a trillionaire. Are you kidding me? this is all a war that they're making up in their own heads. And then the left that hates the right so much that they justify violence as a form of debate. They're like, oh, just, yeah, you're right. You're under attack. So crazy. I just feel like Democrats are encouraging this stuff and they're nudging these people. Everybody's a Hitler. Don't forget. That's what it feels like. Am I wrong? I don't feel like I'm wrong. Kane, I don't feel like I'm wrong. What do you see when you look at that flyer?
Oh, man.
With your blue, your Blu-ray, what is it? Blue light blocking glasses?
It is. It's blue light blocking.
Okay.
When I see that, first of all, no discipline on her part, personal or trigger. And I don't see how this can be interpreted in any other way than an avatar of the entire left.
Like, what the hell are you resisting as a trans person?
Right. That's all they have. They're not for anything. It's always against.
I want the taxpayers to pay to have my wiener split in half and turned into a Frankengina. Well, that's what it is.
Oh, it's cringy. Cringy.
It's, well, that's the truth of it. That's the, I mean, that's where we're at. But that's, what are they resisting?
But that's the thing. They're always against something. They're never for. They think that they're proclaiming they're for something when they're doing this against something stuff, but they're not.
Correct. Completely like that. Yeah, I just, I don't understand what it is that they, this whole, like, oh, it's queer resistance. It's, first off, all the other letters don't want to be with you, T's. They don't. And secondly, what are you resisting? You're the one who's trying to force everyone to affirm your cosplay. We're actually resisting. You're the baddies here. Then you got this kind of stuff. By the way, what goofy pose is this? Who styled this photo? First off, I got immediately, this is another one. I'm going to stick my foot out. Are they trying to like play up the jackboot aspect of what they want to, is that what this is? Because this is such an unflattering photo. The lighting is so harsh. It's just so bad. But they're like, here's our gun. Again, people have no idea how to hold anything. More zeal than knowledge. We're armed and ready to bash back. Because people won't call, sir, they won't call you a woman. This is the most, you want to, this is the abusive patriarchy. And the left is just bending over and spreading cheeks. That's exactly what they're doing. This is the most, this is the patriarchy at its most abusive form. And it's always progressive because it's always been progressive. This is a major issue. Now, I just had a column that dropped in the Washington Times, you know, literally the day that, God help us all, that Charlie was killed. Talking about how I don't believe that transgender people as a whole should have their have guns banned. I think that that's, you know, that's a Pandora's box and individual liberties and the revocation or the adjudication of someone as ineligible has always been done on an individual basis, not this group basis. But y'all aren't helping it. You're not helping this at all. I've yet to see like the closest person to a trans person that I saw, like just very genuinely, authentically against the violence was Jeffree Star. That was literally, and I said the closest thing to like that that I can think of. That's it. I've not seen it anywhere else. I'm not exaggerating. I've been really actively looking, not seen it anywhere else. The question is why?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.